Encouragement. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Today, there exists a huge need for encouragement. I'm sure some of you are just really agreeing right now. Depending on the week you've had, I've happened to have had a very stressful week. But, you know, it's something that we all need. We need to be encouraged and also be encouragers. Have you noticed how one single compliment can change a person's entire outlook? It's amazing what just a simple expression of kindness can do, especially in today's world. Now, flattery is bad, but it's sincere encouragement, it is really good. We all need to ask the Lord to help us to encourage others with what we say. You know, it's not so hard when we think of things that are simple. For instance, I have found that with other ladies, I can just find something that I like about their appearance and say, like, wow, God certainly gave you great hair, or God blessed you with a beautiful smile, or God gave you amazing musical talent. So glad you're using it. Just finding something good instead of being critical. In 1 Thessalonians 5, we are reminded to keep our focus on loving God and loving others through some clear instructions. In today's passage, there's a lot to apply, so I'll read it slowly. It's 1 Thessalonians 5, 14 through 15. Let's take God's word for it right now. Quote, "And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone." To that I say amen. Let's ask God to bless us with ways to be blessings to others. One thing I like is something that I feel like the Lord has helped me to utilize, and that would be these two things that I call the encouragement sandwich and the boomerang blessing. These are just cute little ways of calling some sound and communication of encouragement. The encouragement sandwich. Too often people issue corrections and allow a critical spirit to overtake their lives, inside and outside of the church. But the Lord can help us avoid it. And this thing that I call the encouragement sandwich is simply to include instructions or gentle corrections. If you have to do something like that, be sure to sandwich it with encouragement. For instance, offer something a sincere compliment and then the gentle, spoken with love, you know, and I do mean with love, only if it's absolutely necessary to share a gentle instruction or correction, and then follow it up with another sincere compliment. But never allow a critical spirit to invade your communication in life. So that's what I call the encouragement sandwich. It's a simple way to remember, encourage someone, share with love, after prayer, something that needs to be shared that's a gentle correction for the betterment of the other person, and then finish off with another encouraging statement. Next, something I call the boomerang blessing. The boomerang blessing is when someone encourages you with a compliment, find a way to then have a sincere compliment to say right back to that person. This way you have a memory trigger that allows you to keep that communication, that positive, encouraging communication going. It could be as simple as, "Thank you, you are a blessing." Or find something else as the Holy Spirit leads you. In essence, we need to give God glory and share His story with everyone while infusing and effusing the bright light of Jesus Christ into everyday life. Love and live. Encourage and forgive. Do I hear an amen out there? I hope so. Let's ask the Lord to help us fulfill this word. Quote, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Prayer tip of the week. Call or send encouragement to someone today. Don't put it off. Do it now. Pray and share the love of Christ today. Encourage someone, with, be it a call or a text or even in person. Just ask the Lord to help you share His love and share true encouragement. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are You. We thank You that we can trust You and love You, receive Your love, and share that love. Lord, we just confess our sins. We ask that You would cleanse us and fill us. Rule our lives, Lord Jesus. We confess You as Savior and Lord. We believe that You are King of Kings, that You are God, and that You love us so much that You died on the cross for us and rose again, conquering sin and death. We just hand over all these things that are on our minds and hearts today. We cast our cares upon You, and we ask that You would help us to be encouraged in You and to then share that encouragement with others. Help us, Lord. I pray for all listeners right now that You would just touch their hearts where they hurt. Just heal their hearts, Lord. Heal their hearts. And then help us to share Your healing with others. We love You, Lord. We worship You. We thank You that You are good, comforting, true, and loving. In Jesus' name, amen. Feel free to contact us anytime at prayingpals.org and send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Remember, Jesus still loves you. You can turn to Him anytime. He is good. Be encouraged. Thank you so much.